This is The Morning Routine with Dr. Daryl Jones. Morning Routine is a daily devotional podcast for those who are raising, educating, and growing the next generation.
Well, good morning. Pastor D here on The Morning Routine inside your listening device. Little cramp, but I'm making myself at home. Just kind of stretching out here. I've lost a little weight, so it's going to work. Reading this morning from Jude. There's only one chapter in Jude, right? So I'm going to read you two verses from the entire book of Jude. Okay, sure. Jude verses 3 and 4. Beloved, while I was making every effort to write you about our common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you, appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all handed down to the saints. For certain persons have crept in unnoticed, those who were long beforehand marked out for this condemnation, ungodly persons who turn the grace of God into licentiousness and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. The letter of Jude was written by Judas, the brother of James, who we call Jude so as not to confuse him with that other guy, Judas. In the letter's opening, he suggests that he was going to write to his audience about one subject, but then felt an urgent need to change the focus, to appeal that they earnestly contend for the faith. As he explains in verse 4, there's an urgent situation. There are wolves among the sheep. They've come in unnoticed. They deny the Lord Jesus Christ, and they use the grace of God as a license to sin. So what does it mean to contend earnestly for the faith? The word contend here means to exert extreme effort for a cause. The cause in this case is the Christian faith, the body of beliefs core to Christianity. To contend for the faith might include defensive measures, defending the faith against attacks, whether intellectual, political, or otherwise. But we should also take offensive measures, positively proclaiming, teaching, advocating for the Christian faith. We can never take a passive approach in contending for the faith. God desires that we expend great energy in this cause. To Jude's point, it's urgent. Christian organizations must always be aware of false doctrines within their walls, and individuals who deny Jesus Christ as Lord and use religion to somehow gratify their own desires. For this reason, be ready to contend earnestly for the faith, not only to defend the truth against falsehood, but positively proclaim the truth. As you think about those whom you influence, how is God calling you to contend for the faith in your context? God has given you a great opportunity to influence lives. So be bold, be strong. Christ is still on the throne.
You've been listening to The Morning Routine, brought to you by the Herzog Foundation and hosted by its president, Dr. Daryl Jones. For more information, please visit herzogfoundation.com. To receive The Morning Routine as a daily email, sign up at morningroutinepodcast.com. See you in the morning.